If you didn't go to Flashback last night, that's your George Clinton for today. This is Monica Pearson, and you're listening to my show, and today we're talking about the Heart of Marriage Retreat coming up. And stay with us, because dating your spouse, oh, this is the perfect song to go into this next segment. Dating your spouse after the wedding, and then we're going to talk a little SEX. So stay with us here on Kiss 104. Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson. We're talking about the Heart of Marriage Retreat coming up September the 9th through the 11th at the Atlanta Marriott Evergreen at Stone Mountain Park. And I'm so happy to have my guests here today, Mel and Renee Turner and Max and Angelique Anderson. And in the background, you'll hear from in a few moments, Joy and Mike Watkins. So the theme of this year's event is... Back to the basics. Yes. Okay. Dating your spouse after the wedding. All right, Angelique, what's this about?
Well, let me tell you.
You got kids.
Yeah, right. That's exactly where I was going with this, because we tend to lose ourselves. I remember one year, Max and I had an anniversary, totally forgot the anniversary, did not even acknowledge it because we have a daughter with a birthday 2 days before. And there was so much focus on her birthday party that we absolutely, and we were just so embarrassed by that. And we kind of looked at each other and we both forgot equally. So we apologized and said, this will never happen again. Because when you get as busy as we are with full-time jobs, three kids, you know, you're running them here and there, gymnastics, dance, we get lost in the shuffle. And so what do we want to do? We want to keep each other in the focus. So that's what this whole thing was about.
Now, you work a crazy job, yeah. So your hours are very hither, go, and everywhere. So, Max, how do you plan the dates, or does Angelique? Or are you both?
I think we do it both, but I think, you know, probably Angelique is probably more so in terms of where she wants to go. And I'll make it happen to make sure that we go where she wants to go. But just to piggyback on what Angelique said, it is a important thing that you need to incorporate in any kind of relationship. Taking time for you and your spouse to dedicate their selves to one another. And the funny thing is that now that our children are older, they sort of frown like, oh, I'm not included anymore?
You're going out again?
So you're going to have all these types of distractions, but you have to be focused. And one of the things we're doing, we're getting ready to go somewhere next week. And we still get our oldest children to say, well, how come we couldn't go? But we are dedicating it for ourselves, that we're going to have fun like we did before we had our children, so that we keep the, you know, fires burning.
And that is a direct result of Heart of Marriage, because we've been going the last 2 years, and I think our date nights have increased tremendously over the last 2 years because of a session we went to and said, hey, you know what? We're going to celebrate ourselves.
Right.
So if you're out there listening and you are in the hustle and bustle and forgetting your spouse, this is something that can recharge you right here with this retreat.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to go over here to you 33-year folks.
Oh.
We got the 19-year folks. Now we're going to go over to the 33-year
wow.
folks. So I want to talk about the intimacy versus sex. Because women always talk about intimacy.
Men talk about sex.
So how do we get a balance here? And this is an adult show.
Go ahead, honey.
Well, I really think it all goes back to communication again. But in terms of intimacy, feeling connected to your spouse, what I've found is, you know, I really recommend the book, The Five Love Languages, because when we understand each other's love languages, Mel's is words of affirmation, mine is acts of service. So for me, intimacy that could lead to sex, I need to feel like my needs are being met. And for me, that's acts of service. I know early on in our marriage, he would be like, I don't understand what a dirty bedroom and bathroom has to do with.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yes,
let's
there's a correlation.
Toilet seat left
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes. So as he began to really understand right. my love language, for me to feel like you love me, for me to feel cared for, I need acts of service. And that because then that makes me feel intimate, feel connected to you,
right.
which then can be expressed, obviously,
right.
in a physical way.
Yeah, I mean, it works both ways. But men, scrub a dish. Mop a floor.
That gets
do
you
a toilet.
Cut the grass.
It's acts of service for Renee, but when we talk about intimacy is what drives sex. Sex is just one aspect of intimacy. Right. Intimacy can have intellectual intimacy, emotional intimacy, social intimacy, all of those
spiritual
things.
Intimacy.
Spiritual intimacy. And I think it's important, this is a Christian retreat, that we as believers have to take sex back. God ordained it. Mm-hmm. And it's within the context of one man, one woman, and being married. And I have a responsibility to understand Renee's emotional needs, and that's what drives a physical intimacy for us. And if you want to, healthy resolution of conflict drives your physical intimacy as well. If you're connected, if you're resolving conflict and you don't run from it, and you stay with it, there's something that makes your mate just get all, ooh, because, oh, you stayed here and we've worked this out and all that. And that's where all those old songs in the 50s and 60s, that whole idea of makeup sex, that's mm-hmm. what that's about. Because you feel connected. You stayed. You didn't run. We worked it out. I feel connected to you. And God designed sex to be a physical manifestation of that emotional and spiritual connectedness.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, so that's another good workshop. Now, we got another one to talk about, and then I'm going to tell you how someone who's listening today could win not only a chance to go to this retreat, but also to have your room paid for, too.
Wow.
Yeah, right. And that's special. That's real special. So stick around. We'll talk about that. And if I can get the four of them and maybe the Watkins also to talk about pleasures of the night. I read what that one was about. I'm really interested in that.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. But right now, I need the 14th caller at 404-741-0104. Why? Because if you're the 14th caller, this is my last set of tickets to give away. Tickets to An Evening Under the Stars. Ooh, Mint Condition, Johnny Gill, my. Mm-hmm. And Zap, that's Saturday, August 13th at Wolf Creek Amphitheater. Give me a call at 404-741-0104. You're listening to KISS. KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. You gotta rock it, don't stop it. Male.
That's right. That's right.
You actually have a Tonight's Tonight, Pleasures of the Night.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
About sex. And I highly recommend it for husbands and wives. It's awesome. That's something that God created. And we just like we have to work on every other aspect of our relationship, we have to work out our sexual relationship and be willing to talk about what you like, what you don't like, what's offensive to you. And you may be surprised at getting a yes with something you would assume you would not. So you have to talk about that. And husbands and wives have to have a dialogue. And as you get older, you, just like athletes, you have to change your game. You have to work at those things. You get older, you get further down the road, and all of a sudden you begin to realize that it's not just a happy meal, it's like a smorgasbord. You know, and you have to, don't just stay right there in the fried chicken. There's a chocolate fountain over there, there's the rolls, all that stuff.
And the question, I think, as people get older too, has to deal with some women lose that feeling of wanting to have sex, and some men, due to health problems or just lack of interest, end up with intimacy problems. Do you address that during the conference?
That will have to be addressed, because some of the constituency of the conference will be, you know, those of us who may be 50 and older and dealing with those things, whether you're dealing with ED, whether you're dealing with you know, menopausal issues. And so, like, you have to talk about that, and all of that, it all dwells on communication. And you have to communicate what's going on with you, being willing to take time, being willing to understand that, you know, what foreplay is, and you need to invest in that and understand that your body has changed, your mate's body has changed, and pacing yourself. And as you get older, that you can enjoy it even more because you've been through, as they say, you've been through some things. Mm-hmm. And by that point, all that intimacy, and I mean, I look at Renee and, you know, incredible mom. We got two incredible daughters and what she does as a businesswoman and all that kind of stuff. And probably if y'all weren't here, I'd jump across this console. But anyway, all right, I digress. But understanding that, and we have to talk about those things.
And let me just say that we do talk about them at this session because mm-hmm. Max and I sat through one of these workshops on sex that Shanika McClarity did, mm-hmm. and we were amazed. And it was all about foreplay.
Right.
And we kind of looked at each other like, okay, this is Bible-based, right?
Right.
And
yeah.
It, I mean, it was very active and very helpful and very useful.
Right.
And we've been through one of the sessions where they had toys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they passed them out to the couples, right. and they gave us, you know,
instructions.
Try this tonight. And I was like, wow. So this retreat covers all the bases. Right. It really does.
Right.
I think it's amazing that you also plan these date night activities because you're in the workshops during the day talking sometimes to men or with spouses. And sometimes, you know, the ladies are by themselves, the guys are by themselves. There's all this variety. But there's massage therapy. I love that for couples. Mm-hmm. And then there's explore your five senses, which I thought was really interesting. Huh. And then this customized date night box, pure intimacy. So anyway, the communication seems to be the most important thing. We have to go back to where we started, whether it's dealing with finances, sexuality, children. It's about opening up your mouth and talking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely.
Amen. That is the key, because you go to any bookstore or you go online, there's so many books on different sexual positions, different this, how to do this, and all this kind of stuff. But it all boils down to if Renee and I are not communicating and she doesn't feel emotionally connected to me, sex becomes about the mechanics. And we have to focus on those things. And it's almost the antithesis of how we think that really healthy communication, what does it have to do with sexual intercourse? Everything.
It does.
Everything.
And I think also for women, a lot of times have body image issues and, you know, the things that they're not where they used to be and the weight's not what it used to be. And then for a husband, if you let your wife know that you think she's beautiful, you know, that you love her body just the way it is and, you know, all those kinds of things, it takes away those insecurities and frees that wife up to really understand this man loves me and he appreciates me just the way I am. He doesn't want to be somebody with someone else or somewhere else, that all of that adds to, you know, all the intimacy on all levels. And yes. Mel does a great job of that, always letting me know that.
Well, you know. But it is true because we've been through some things, and I'm sure that, you know, Angelique and Max can say the exact same thing. When you've been through some things and you go through sicknesses, and all the things that you go through, deaths of parents, mm-hmm. things like that, and you resolve conflict. Sex is so good.
Oh.
It really is. And you just have to take it back and claim it. God created it.
Well, we want to remind everybody it's the Heart of Marriage Retreat. Mike Watkins is coming up to the mic now. I love that. Mike at the mic. because he's going to tell you about a way you can get to come to this event free.
That's right. Well, first of all, Monica, we really appreciate you having us on here.
I love
year.
The show. You know that.
Yeah, I know. And we love to have you come.
I so really
want to
come.
We want you and John to come out
yeah.
if you can.
We're going to try.
But because we appreciate you having us on so much, we're making it possible for one of your listeners to come to the retreat on us. And our friends over at the Evergreen Marriott Conference Center are going to supply them with a room. So they get the conference registration for free and the room for free. And all they have to do is go to our website and qualify. And register for the contest. So if you go to heartofmarriageretreat.com or just Google Heart of Marriage Retreat and go on there, you'll see a little banner where you can click to register for the contest. And you have to put on the contest code KISS104. So go to the website, Contest code KISS104, and we're going to draw a winner to the retreat.
When are you going to do that drawing?
They have today. They can do that today.
Okay.
As long as they do that today, and then we will announce a winner tomorrow. So it'll be on our website. It'll be on Facebook. The couple who will be going to the retreat.
Okay,
thanks,
folks.
To Monica.
Wow. www.heartofmarriageretreat.com. Click on it, and you might be the one who's going to be so lucky to go. Well, you know, I appreciate all of you for being here today. Max and Angelique Anderson, Renee and Mel, who are just too cute. Too. And then the Watkins. Joy says, since I made her talk last year, she's not talking this year. All I can say to all of you, this is really worth your while. Mm-hmm. For the newlyweds to the oldlywed. This is really putting some little spice back into it. I've enjoyed being with you. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Go to that www.heartofmarriageretreat.com. If you can't remember that, I've just put it on the KISS Facebook page. You have a link to it right there. You're listening to KISS 104. Stick around because we'll have more tickets to give. And I'm not sure whether it's Niecy today or if it's Deborah. So we're just going to have to wait and see because, you know, Flashback was last night. So I'm not sure who's going to show up.